morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is August the 9th, 2021. Well, first of all, for those of you who know me, you know my mom turned 88 yesterday. Man, what a blessing to have a mother for so many years. Not many people have a parent this late in their life, in their mid-50s, so I have been truly blessed. So happy birthday, Mom. But anyway, today, instead of focusing on a passage from church last night, like I have normally been on Monday, I want to focus on a scripture which I heard preached at a youth meeting on Saturday. The theme verse of the youth meeting was 1 Thessalonians 5:6. It says, "Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober." And we'll discuss that passage later this week. But for now, I'm going to begin with verses 1 and 2. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verses 1 and 2, it says this, "But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." So Paul is writing to the Thessalonians, and he's writing to the Thessalonians, and he's reminding them that he doesn't need to write to them and talk to them about the times of the end of times and all the events surrounding that. He doesn't need to write them because they know perfectly. They already know what it's going to be like. So they know that the return of the Lord will happen as a thief in the night. This is a truth which at one time was well known. When the Lord returns, it'll be quick and sudden without warning. Jesus said this concerning the suddenness of his return in Matthew 24:43. "But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up." As followers of Jesus, we know this is true, that the Lord is going to come as a thief in the night. Since we know the Lord will return with suddenness, we need to be always ready. Now, one thing we need to remember is that the Word of God is written in such a way to impact our lives. So knowing the Word of God is written to impact your life, how will this truth impact yours? How will the knowledge of the suddenness of the Lord's return impact your life? Do you live every day as if the Lord could return at any time? How have you planned this week to get ready for the Lord's return? What sin do you need to confess and to remove from your life? What significant event have you planned to impact the lives of others? How are you getting ready to leave this world? I think of that song that says, "I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for the gates of pearl." So how are you doing that? How are you getting ready? Are you living in anticipation of the Lord's soon return? Are you getting ready to leave this world? So the Lord is returning. Get ready and share that truth with someone else. Let's pray. Lord, today we just thank you for the knowledge of your soon return. Lord, I pray that you would help us to identify ways in which we could prepare for it. Lord, thank you for counting us worthy to be part of your church. Lord, show us today how to get ready for that day, the great day of the Lord. Thank you that you're coming again, a bodily resurrection and a bodily and a physical return. What a day that's going to be. May we live today in anticipation of your soon returning. Thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Going to have a good week in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 this week. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.